So recently, I'm watching How I Met Your Mother for the third time.
What?
Well, can't blame a girl who's single for falling in love with TV series. So by the time I got to season 4, I decided to watch Friends again.
Friends, yes, is definitely a must-watch piece. Jennifer Aniston is just gorgeous.
Wow, you have watched that, but well, it seems that everyone has watched Friends, 'cause it's just so classical and funny, right? So, back to where I was talking about. My life recently has been filled with two series that are both classical, hilarious, and also sometimes it makes you cry, or inspires you to think more about your own life. I mean, it is truly amazing how situation comedy that most people consider it just to be a laugh on Thursday night when they first saw it turned out to be this huge inspiration and a dream for some people. Since you have watched The Friends, what's your first impression on this show, Tina?
Honestly, I haven't watched a lot, but I've got tons of recommendations from my friends telling me should go and watch it. Even my mom, who rarely watched American series, spoke highly of it.
Really? That is something. When I first saw those series, it had a lot of characters and thus a lot of names and faces. People know me know that I have real problems with identifying people's faces. Also, those people from the show are totally strangers, usually. I cannot even remember the people around me. But somehow the images of them literally just stuck in my head, and after all those years, it never went away.
Oh my god, sincerely? Wow, now I know how much you really love this show. Then come on, let's talk about what those shows are about.
Well, first, I know that most of you have watched Friends.
Yes.
So, I won't bother you with the whole story again. It is pretty long anyway, but I think maybe some of you haven't checked out How I Met Your Mother. So, now I'm formally recommending this to you. I still can remember the girl who recommended this to me, and I'm still very grateful to her for this, 'cause this show has got me through some really dark times, and every time I saw it, it's like reliving my dream, although it hasn't come true.
What do you mean by that, Kara? Reliving your dreams? Are you saying that this TV series shows what your dream is like?
Yes, I mean, come on. This show pretty much includes everything I want. Friends who live in the same city and hang out every day. Couples that they just know that will never be unhappy. Everybody in the show chasing their own dreams. These things might seem normal to you, but I think many people will still want this kind of life for themselves.
Wow, I don't know about other people, but you surely got me at couples that will never be unhappy. This really is a dream life, a life in the heavens. So, you were talking about this show called How I Met Your Mother? Tell me a bit more about it.
In some level, this show is quite similar with Friends, but the way I see it, there are two different shows, but both include dreams, friends, lovers. If you have to ask me the differences, there's one obvious difference that Friends has 6 main characters, but there are 5 main characters in How I Met Your Mother.
Well, for me, my favorite character in Friends is Rachel. She knows so much about fashion and she's just so pretty. I mean, every time I saw Ross do something bad to piss her off, I just want to call him an idiot for not cherishing the fact that he is with Rachel. A pretty girl with the best personality. But anyway, every show needs a pretty girl. So, what about How I Met Your Mother? I bet there's a pretty girl in it too.
Yes, there actually is. Her name is Robin. Now you must think that this is a boy's name. The fact is that Robin's father wanted her to be a boy, but unfortunately, Robin is this insanely beautiful girl who has great smile, gorgeous eyes, and very hot body.
Wow, a girl like that surely is very attractive. So, what is it about the name of this show? I mean, it's a little bit weird, and the Chinese translation just ruined my first impression on this show. Is there a story behind the name?
First, I totally agree with you on that horrible translation, and the whole show is actually about a man called Ted telling his story to his children about how he met their mother. The reason why he's doing this is something I don't want to share with you. Although it seems that this show is about the mom, she showed up in season 9 or 8.
So, what about season 1 to 7? This Ted person just laid back, played with his friends, and did nothing? And what about his other friends? I thought you said there were 5 people in the show.
Well, I think Ted was busy falling in love with Robin during season 1 to 7.
What? Is Robin the mom?
No. Robin didn't want to have kids, nor get married. They were together for a long time, and then they realized that they wanted different things, so they broke up, and Robin went on and became Barney's girlfriend. Barney is another friend of Ted. He's rich and very good at picking up girls at bars, and also a very good friend. But his relationship with Robin didn't work out as well.
They do have a very complicated relationship. So now we've just talked about 3 of these 5 characters. Let's talk about the rest of them.
It's very simple with those two, Lily and Marshall. They were together since college. During the 9 seasons, they had a lot of problems, but at the end, they got married and lived happily ever after.
Oh, a couple. This show seems to have interested me a lot. You know what? I'll definitely check it out sometime.
So that's it. Guess we will see you again in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This way, your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the away. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But